CE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At a rally in North Carolina, Donald Trump rolling out details of his economic plan, including a proposal to do away with the tax on tips. And he criticized rival Kamala Harris and President Biden's economic policies.
We're going to defeat Kamala Harris. We're going to win back the White House in a historic landslide. And we're going to take back our country. We're going to take it back.
Harris will campaign in the battleground state Friday to lay out her economic plan. The campaign also says they've accepted the October 1st date for the CBS-hosted VP debate between Governor Tim Walz and Senator J.D. Vance. The Trump campaign has not yet responded to the invite. On the eve of another round of Gaza ceasefire talks, Hamas now signaling it will not participate, saying it's already agreed to a previous deal. The U.S. says it will still work to try to finalize a deal. Cisco Systems announcing another round of layoffs as the company moves more to artificial intelligence and cybersecurity. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Voter turnout Tuesday in Wisconsin's fastest growing county was 45%. That's the highest for a fall primary in 40 years. Turnout in Wisconsin's other big blue county, Milwaukee County, was 33%. Democrat Kelda Royce represents Madison in the state Senate. She says Tuesday's results suggest more blue gains in November. Wisconsin voters say no on two questions to amend the state constitution. Here's Melissa Kay.
The executive branch will retain the sole power to execute all federal funds, as it has since 1930. This means when federal funds are directed to the state, the governor has the power to accept them and get those funds quickly to where they are most needed. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Chemicals were accidentally released in the city of Richland Center yesterday afternoon. Because of quick action taken, there's no danger to the public. Mike Jessen is the director of emergency management.
There are no immediate threats or hazards to human life, to animal life, to cattle life. If your cattle get water for the Pine River, they're safe to continue to do so. We believe that we've got everything kind of stopped where it needs to be, and we're working with the state DNR and some marine biologists on getting all of that sucked back up into some vacuum trucks. There is no major cause for concern. Most importantly, no action needs to be taken by anybody around this area. There's no chemicals in the air. There's nothing of that nature. The situation is under control. The spill itself is no longer active.
When updates are available, you can find them on the Richland County Emergency Management and Richland County Sheriff's Department Facebook pages. If you have any questions, call the Emergency Management Office at 608-647-8187. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Brewers reboot for L.A.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost again last night at home to the Dodgers. Final score 7-2 in favor of Los Angeles. William Contreras with his 15th home run of the year, about the only highlight for Milwaukee. Tonight, it's Frankie Montas on the mound for the Brewers against the Dodgers' Walker Buehler. NFL. Matt LaFleur asked if he's concerned about running back A.J. Dillon's performance against the Browns.
Yeah, it wasn't good enough. I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of daylight to run the ball, and certainly when you have three cracks at it to get a yard, and you don't get it done, I mean, that's a problem.
Dillon only gained 2 yards on four carries and had this to say.
I graded a 98%. If you know football, you watch the tape and you don't look at the stats and you are actually putting yourself in the game, somebody else go out there and do more than what I did. If you don't live inside my house, your opinion to me is so secondary that I couldn't be bothered with it. And I promise you, everybody in this building is working their ass off to do the best they can.
That's Packers running back A.J. Dillon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Showers and thunderstorms tonight and tomorrow. Low tonight in the mid-60s. High tomorrow, upper 70s. A stray storm and partly sunny Friday. High mid-70s. The weekend looks nice with sunshine, a high around 80 on Saturday, low 80s for Sunday. Right now it's 80.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Let's go to Lynn for Kamala Walk.
I met Kamala and she's super intelligent. She will select people who are competent in their field.
So Sandy, you don't hear those words when it comes to the other guy.
Well, he's going to select loyal people. Project 2025 seems to diminish the notion that there needs to be competence in government.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk about the Pabst Mansion in Milwaukee. Also, all things sports with Paul Noonan and Weather and Wine with Brittany Merlot. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Warning, you're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics. Please allow me to introduce myself. And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Hump Day edition. A partisan primary hangover edition right here in the great state of Wisconsin. And Dom, we got a fine guest. He joins us live via stream. He's a podcaster. He's a pundit. He's our pal, Bill Press. Bill, welcome back.
Hey, Bill. Hey guys. Good to see you. Good to see you. How about it? It's pretty exciting. Heading for Chicago this weekend.
Yeah, baby. We are heading down the DNC just around the corner. Bill, Kamala Harris is breaking my brain, though, in this regard. Kamala Harris is going to do a rally at the Pfizer Forum, the site of the RNC convention in Milwaukee, Tuesday, in the middle of DNC week. And while I think this is political brilliance, sort of involving Milwaukee in this greater event.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Little outfits like Civic Media, you know, trying our best to cover it all. Bill, I don't know how I'm going to pull this doubleheader off on Tuesday, but I'm going to try to do it, man. Welcome now, back, Bill. What do you think of this bright idea? I think it's smart, but it's going to.
No, I think it's a great idea. And you know what? She'll have a bigger crowd in Milwaukee than Donald Trump did, probably.
Well, isn't that the optics she's seeking? I mean, Trump's whole reason to come to Milwaukee was to troll the fact that DNC never materialized during the pandemic. And, you know, what a flipping of the script that would be, Bill.
Oh, yeah, no, I love it. I love it. But so how far is it from Chicago to Milwaukee?
90 minutes from the Fiserv to the United Center door to door.
All right, then you just take a quick trip to Milwaukee, do your thing, and then come back to Chicago.
If she talks,
problem is solved.
If she times it out properly, I'm all down, Bill. I love your plan. Yeah. I was just telling Rich, I love when a plan comes together. Here's Bill Press on a Wednesday afternoon. So, Bill, I think there is lots of excitement for this candidacy. This entire campaign's been turned on its head, and we see polling now suggesting Harris is winning the swing states, including ours here in Wisconsin. And when they go to the polls, it matters. Bill, we had a partisan primary last night. Republicans supported constitutional referendums to hamstring the Democratic governor were defeated 58-42.
Wow.
Tammy Baldwin got 600,000 votes. Her Republican opponent, who actually had primary opponents, got 475. You add them all together, they still lost to Tammy by 50,000 votes. And they had a contested primary. Bill, I see these all as very good blue tea leaves here in Wisconsin.
Very good. Very good signs. And look, in Arizona, a pro reproductive choice, right, measure is going to be on the ballot in mm-hmm. November. There are seven states so far since the Dobbs decision where pro-choice people have put measures on the ballot. Every single one of them has won, right? It's the best thing for turnout. It's an issue that women, Republican and Democrat care, and men care about, and they've all proven successful. And so that's going to really, that's great news for Democrats in Arizona. I believe there's already a measure in Missouri that's qualified, the same thing. So far, it's 7-0, right? And the Republican side, the Trumpian side, have lost every single one of them. So look, things are looking good. I mean, I know you can't take it for granted, but I don't know anybody who is. Nobody's taking this thing for granted. It's 100 days. It's going to be hell bent to the leather every one of those 100 days. And I'm feeling that we could take the table, hold on to the Senate, pick up a seat or two, win back the House, and Kamala Harris and Tim Walz in the White House. Absolutely. And the Republicans that I've talked to, I just had lunch with a senior reporter today. I'm not going to give his name, who covers Trump a lot. And he said they are really having second thoughts about this whole campaign. And they realize they got one big problem in 2024, right? It's the candidate. And they're stuck with him. And they nominated this nutball for the third time. Imagine that, the third time. They can't come up with anybody else in the whole freaking country to represent the Republican Party than this phony, lying, racist, whatever you want to call him, Donald Trump. It's unbelievable.
Well, maybe there's a reason for that. You know what? Maybe he's very representative of what the Republican Party has morphed into, this mega party, man.
Right.
I mean, any traditional conservative Republicans have either been, you know, brought over and changed and body snatched, or they've been ostracized and basically kicked out of MAGA.
Yeah. No, that's right. No, he does absolutely represent the MAGA movement, right? 100%. And anybody who supports him, I think, is as guilty as he is of all the above sins, right? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But the idea that that's what the Republican Party has become is really tragic. And absolutely. I think they deserve to get their asses wiped out. Total. That's the only way to beat them. Just wipe their asses out. Knock them off the map, political map. And then, you know, if there are any responsible Republicans come back, I thought Chris Sununu was one, but he's just as bad as Lindsey Graham and Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio and all the rest of them now. But if there are any responsible Republicans come back, then they can come back after 8 years of Kamala Harris.
Folks are listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. That's Bill Press. He's our friend. You can find him on Twitter at Bill Press Pod. Bill, the rambling interviews of Donald Trump, the Elon Musk thing, the Mar-a-Lago thing, the things that, you know, Donald Trump continues to say, and I saw your piece at the Hill, the fake helicopter crash, right? I mean, these lies and false statements he continues to make. Oh, Kamala Harris is AIing her crowds, right? I won the election in 2020. He goes on and on and on. Is this a mental lapse in your mind, Bill, or is this a strategy, or both?
Well, first of all, I got to tell you, so I was in the San Francisco Bay Area last weekend when the Willie Brown story hit.
Oh, good timing.
Good timing. You know, nobody messes with Willie, man. I got to tell you. And I was with a reporter on my podcast. So I was interviewing Joe Garofoli from the San Francisco Chronicle. He's the guy, he's watching the news conference. For whatever reason, he just thought Trump might say something about Kamala. This is San Francisco's district attorney, right? California's attorney general, California's U.S. senator. And he hears this story about Willie. And he knows Willie really well, and he knows where's Willie, what time it is and where Willie is. He's having lunch at Sam's Grill. So he calls him on his cell phone, and Willie says, hey, dude, I'm having lunch, right? I'm not going to – call me back later, right? So he calls him after lunch. And Willie just laughed, and he refuted the whole story. As we know now, Donald Trump, he confused Willie Brown with Jerry Brown. So he confused the black Brown with the white Brown. He accused the helicopter ride that it turned out did have some trouble was going from New York to Atlantic City with a different black politician by the name of Nate Holden, who's from Los Angeles. By the way, nobody confuses Nate Holden with Willie Brown because Nate Holden is like 6'2", and Willie Brown's about 5 feet. He got everything wrong. And then the idea that he said Willie or Nate Holden was trashing Kamala Harris. First of all, when Nate Holden took that helicopter ride, Kamala wasn't even elected to anything, right? So they didn't talk about Kamala. And Willie Brown never been in a helicopter with Donald Trump. So he wasn't trashing Kamala. I don't know whether you saw John Stewart. I'll get back to the rest of your question first. But John Stewart said, now, we're supposed to believe the helicopter's gone down. They're facing imminent death. They're going to see their maker. And Willie Brown says, wait a minute. Before we die, I just want you to know that girl I used to date, she's no good. Yeah. I need to tell you that before I meet my maker, right? It is so crazy. I love it. But is it a lapse, a momentary memory lapse? Absolutely not. I think this guy is totally bonkers. Seriously, I think he's lost it. I did a podcast, I think 6 segments, 3 years ago, with a group of psychiatrists, leading psychiatrists. They published a book called The Dangerous Case of Donald Trump. And this was right after they tried to get a mental capacity test of his before the 2020 election. They failed. So they wrote this book. And they all said, this guy is unfit to be president of the United States, right? It's just gotten worse since then. As you point out, look at the statements, right, that he's made since. He says Joe Biden's going to show up in Chicago and steal the nomination back from Kamala. He also says it's unconstitutional for Kamala Harris to be the Democratic nominee, right? I mean, so suddenly he cares about the Constitution, right? 15,000 people show up with their cell phones or taking pictures at the Detroit airport, and Donald Trump says none of them were there. There was nobody there. It's all AI generated. I mean, you go on and on. So he's having a news conference tomorrow. Yeah, because the last one went so well, right? The Willie Brown story, the last one. It's insane.
He's going to the golf course for this news conference because apparently the Four Seasons landscaping was already booked, Bill.
But you go on. Did you say? He said Venezuela has released 70% of its prisoners and sent them to the United States to vote in this election. I mean, seriously, we have an insane man, I think. Totally.
Well, criminally insane, Bill, because he said he's going to, if he doesn't win the election, he'll go to Venezuela and do another interview with Elon Musk there with no extradition laws. No,
yeah.
Come back with us and our fine guest. He is Bill Press. He's a friend of ours. He's a podcaster. He's a pundit. And he writes frequently at thehill.com. I find his opinion pieces there. You can find him on the other side of this short break right here on the greatest radio show ever. We like to call it, Bill. When you're on it, it might be
I
true.
I agree.
News from the center, WRCE.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever, only at the DevilRadioSwag.com, because we got bills too.
Our southern border is in chaos, with drugs and criminals flowing into our country. But sanctuary cities protect illegal immigrants who commit crimes from being deported. Like an illegal immigrant arrested for battery in Madison. He should have been deported. Instead, he was released back into the community and went on to assault several more women, including a 13-year-old girl. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted 9 times to support federal funding for sanctuary cities that refuse to cooperate with immigration officials and release these dangerous criminals back onto our streets. And Senator Baldwin voted for amnesty for 11 million illegals, including convicted criminals. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-1068, the Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act. Stop protecting illegal immigrants and start protecting Wisconsin. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Are you ready to give your business a kickstart? Reach new heights and boost your sales with WRCO Radio. Give Henry a call today at 608-647-2111.
WRCO, this is Henry. How can I give you the business?
That's 608-647-2111. Let WRCO drive your business to success.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Callers, be patient. We will get to you. 844-967-2789.
Dom, we got a fine guest. He is Bill Press. He's sticking around. We appreciate you doing so, Bill. I don't know if you know, but I feel like Trump's in Fat Elvis version of Trump. You know, he's sort of out of new ideas. But he did roll one out in Asheville today. Apparently, somebody gave him a miniature box of Tic Tacs. So he held up a normal-sized box of Tic Tacs and a little one and said, "This is inflation." And I'm thinking, for a guy who's got a reputation of Tic Tacking up before he sexually abuses women, I don't know if I'd use that as a prop at the campaign rallies. What do you think, Bill?
Listen, the more he makes a total fool of himself, the better, as far as I'm concerned. I'm not surprised. He doesn't get it, right? He's just, I don't know what planet he's living on. But one thing I want to mention earlier, I just have to say this. I think personally that J.D. Vance looks a lot better in drag than he does when he dresses up for the U.S. Senate. And, you know, think about when you look at the old pictures of Ivana Trump, and when you look at the pictures of Stormy Daniels, and you look at the pictures of J.D. Vance in drag, there's something going on here.
Gentlemen prefer blondes.
It's the Donald Trump type. And J.D. Vance fits the bill, right? Man, little did we know.
What strange days, Bill. You know, I remember, like, when I was growing up, like, if you had pictures of yourself passed out or you're in drag, I mean, these are things that would ruin someone's political career. And, you know, people dress in drag, so what, man? You know what I mean? No, someone imbibes in college, so what? But, no. I mean, back in the day, though, that would be disqualifying for serious political consideration. Nowadays, especially on that side, I mean, at least the Dems, I mean, people are human, right? People do things, Bill, and the party can, you know, kick them out or whatever the case may be. But it just seems like the bar has been so lowered with this mega crew.
It has. And you know what? I don't give a rat's ass if JD dressed in drag on Halloween up at Yale, right? It's just funny because they make themselves so, you know, morally above all the rest of us, you know? I'll tell you one thing. You will never see a picture of Tim Walz in drag. I can guarantee you that. You will not see a picture of Tim Walz. You'll see him with a hunter's hat cap on or something.
Right.
Yeah. I just saw something flashier that maybe you talked about this. J.D. Vance and Tim Walz have agreed to debate on October 1st.
Is that the Fox News debate? What's where is it being held?
I don't know. I just saw a headline flash on my screen.
All right.
So that's news to us, Bill. You're breaking it for us.
Breaking news. So if that's so, man, I can't wait for that debate. That's going to be worth the price of admission, as is the debate with Kamala Harris and Donald Trump.
Yeah. October 1st on CBS News, apparently, according to the Fox Lies website.
And September 10th will be the debate between Trump and Harris. And Bill, what are your odds that Trump will drop an N-word in the middle of the debate because she will so frustrate him?
First of all, what are the odds that he will show up? I guess he will, because he really does think he's good as a debater. Let me tell you. Kamala Harris, she is a force of nature when it comes to interrogating people and not taking any crap, right? She will wipe the floor with Donald Trump.
She starts laughing at him, Bill, I think it's going to be disarming, because she will come off as joyful and he will just fume. He will just be so angry, Bill. You're going to see the veins pop.
Oh, yeah. I just hope she says, okay, here we are, Donald. Say it to my face.
Yeah, right.
Tell me that I'm not black, Donald. Tell me I'm just pretending to be black, Donald, right? Tell me that you agree with J.D. Vance that I'm not a real American. I'm a lesser American because I don't have my own biological children, right? I just have two great stepchildren. I mean, she ought to go after him and repeat to him everything, all the personal insights, the insults against her. I think she ought to put them right in his face and make him respond to them.
Well,
he won't know what to do.
Bill, will she call him a felon to his face? Because that's the punchline I'm looking for.
I hope she does. You know, Joe Biden did, but he didn't land the punch, right? When he said the only convicted felon on the stage is the one I'm looking at. I think this... We haven't heard, by the way, we haven't heard enough of, as much as I thought we would hear about what I think is a great tagline for this campaign, the prosecutor versus the felon.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, I got to tell you, you've probably seen, as I have, there's so many commentators now saying, oh, Kamala Harris, she has to lay out a 90-point plan on every issue. Well, come on, get out of here. To me, the difference is a difference of personalities between the two, right?
Yeah.
And we know what Kamala says. She basically stands for, she believes in climate change, right? She believes in a minimum wage. She believes in lower prices. I mean, she believes in the Affordable Care Act. We got to know. She believes in not putting right-wing extremists on the Supreme Court. She believes in reproductive freedom. We know where she stands on the issues. I think the difference is not in terms of policies. It's a difference between two personalities. You know, one, I think, who's normal, and the other is just basically weird.
Bill Press at Bill Press Pod. Just over a minute. Bill, next week, look forward to seeing you in Chicago. You've been to a few of these, man. We got Barack Obama, Bill, and Hillary Clinton. Others are going to be speaking. What's your expectation?
First of all, I think Monday night is going to be St. Joseph, right? We're going to say all the great things that he deserves about Joe Biden. And then I think Wednesday night with Tim Walz, Thursday night with Kamala Harris is going to be one of the most exciting moments of any convention ever. That's history in the making. I wasn't going to go to this convention. I'm going to Chicago just for Thursday night. It's going to be a great moment. And I think we're going to see a huge bump after this convention for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz.
And Bill Press, you will leave a little time on your calendar to party with the devil's advocates, right?
No. Wherever you guys are, I'll find you. You tell me. And I'll be there. We'll have fun.
All right.
Okay.
Excellent.
We might even drink one together.
Huh? Well, you never know. It's Chicago. Weed's legal.
Bill, all I can say is today I'm saying yes to everything, my friend.
All right.
We'll see you in Chicago next week.
See you in Chicago. All right, guys.
Thank you, Bill.
Folks, the rest of you better stick around. More Devil's Advocates. Time for your calls. 844-967-2789.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. This is your hometown radio, refreshed. keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 16 Republican state lawmakers won their primaries easily Tuesday. WisPolitics reports insiders expected more of an anti-incumbent wave. Tony Weed is the winner in Northeast Wisconsin's 8th U.S. House District Republican primary. Lisa Hale reports.
Weed faced off against State Senator Andre Jacques and former State Senator Roger Roth in two elections. One was for the remainder of Congressman Mike Gallagher's current term, which ended in January. The other was for a full term. Weed won both primaries and will face Democrat Kristen Lierley on the November 5th ballot. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Meanwhile, Rebecca Cook emerges from a heated Democratic primary in Western Wisconsin's 3rd District. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The American Red Cross is experiencing an emergency blood shortage. More than 3,500 donation appointments were missed in the month of June alone. Since July 1st, the Red Cross national blood supply has fallen by more than 25%, and certain blood types have less than a day's worth of availability. Blood donors of all types, especially those with type O blood, are urged to give as soon as possible to help patients receive life-saving medical care. Your opportunity to give the gift of life will be available in the next few days. A blood drive will be held Friday from noon to 4 at Messianic Christian Fellowship in Black Earth. Another will be held Saturday from 8 to 1 at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Loganville. And a third will be held Monday from 1 to 6 at Holy Family Catholic Church in Laval. To make an appointment at any blood drive, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Nick Cannon says he would love to get back together with his first and only wife, Mariah Carey. And he told E! News they belong together. The problem? He says she doesn't want him. The couple divorced in 2016 after 8 years of marriage. Cannon is the host of several shows, including The Masked Singer. But despite a crazy busy schedule, he still found time to sire most of the children born in America over the last two decades, including two with Carey. Fans of Colin Jost's Wiki Feet page will have to wait for some new material. The SNL cast member was covering the Olympic surfing competition when he cut his foot on a coral reef and developed a staph infection, which then